Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
If you have ever offered sage advice, words of wisdom, born out of your own grueling experience to a pregnant woman, listen closely to our next guest. 2FM presenter Blawna Tracy is in her final trimester of her first pregnancy, and she has a request to make. Blawna, you're very welcome to Drive Time and congratulations on your pregnancy thus far. What is your request?
Yeah, so I mean, I put this up on my Instagram stories last night and I honestly wasn't expecting the response that I got. It was just incredible. So I think any pregnant woman that I have spoken to or any woman who has experienced pregnancy, it's just this kind of onslaught of negativity that seems to come towards you. And it's kind of unsolicited. And I feel like sometimes people forget to share the positive side. You know, the amount of times every day that I get the whole, oh, you're never going to sleep again. Say goodbye to your social life and all of those kind of small little comments, but they all add up. So what I'm kind of asking people to do is just to think before you make those comments. It might only be a small comment, but to that pregnant person, they may have heard it for the 20th time that day. Yeah. And it just becomes, I mean, it's quite, you're in such a vulnerable state, like your body is changing so much and you're hormonal and you can be emotional. And then the last thing you want to hear is, oh, you're never going to sleep again. It's like, okay, I'm aware of that, but like, there's nothing I can do about it. I'm pregnant. It's happening. So maybe tell me some of the positives. Like, is there anything good about it, you know?
People have spoken about your body as well, and I don't think you're alone in this either. What sort of comments are you getting around that?
Yeah, so well, I've been getting, God, you don't look that far along, and oh, your bump is very tiny and it's really small, and you kind of feel like, oh God, what does that mean? Like, is my baby too small? Or, you know, it's And I know people don't mean malice by it. They really don't. And I totally understand that. I really do. I really, really do. But I think it just gets to a point, because as you said there, I'm in my third trimester, it kind of gets to a point where you kind of keep hearing the same things over and over and over. And it just starts to kind of creep in on you and make you feel even more anxious, and especially about like childbirth. And
oh, have we lost Blawna's line? Because I want to ask her, has anybody rubbed her bump yet? Because that is, we definitely have lost Blawna by the sounds of that. We'll try and get her back up on the line. And I'm really interested to hear from our listeners on this as well, in terms of your own experiences with this, because I do think it is a very particular experience being a pregnant woman, especially for the first time, and realising the sorts of comments that you're going to, or not being prepared really for the sorts of comments that you're going to get from people. So have people rubbed your bump? Sorry, it's the way I phrased that question, but if you have been pregnant, have people rubbed your bump unsolicitedly or in an unsolicited way? Maven Navin, for example, says, never say you have a neat bump. I mean, you know, people think they're being nice. I think we've blown it back. Blown it. I think people think they're being nice, for example, if they say you look very small, or, you know, you have a neat bump. I think people are trying to actually say the right thing.
And I totally get that. And I really, really do. And I understand. And people, like, genuinely only mean the best. But I think that maybe the best way to go about it would be just, you know, wait for the pregnant person maybe to talk to you about your experiences, and maybe just don't comment on someone's body, because you just don't know what sort of a day they're having that day. And also, I mean, on Instagram, the amount of people were messaging me and they were kind of saying, like, you know, I was telling people I was pregnant and they didn't realize that I'd actually had a loss before. And they're saying, oh, you're never going to sleep again. It's like, well, I'm really looking forward to all of that. So, like, don't put a kind of dampener on something that I've wanted for so long. Or maybe there could be a complication with the birth and you just actually don't know. Maybe there's something else going on with the baby. And then you commenting, saying, oh, you look really small, then it's like, oh, okay, you're sort of highlighting it. And you can just sort of, and I know people do honestly mean the best, but it's just, you have to maybe just think a little bit before you make those comments.
It's almost safer not to say anything, isn't it? Really, as you say, unless the pregnant person's specific. You know what I think it is, though, for what it's worth? I think that people who have had babies yeah. have had such a shock to their lives and their bodies and whatever. And sorry, I don't mean to be negative, and it's a wonderful shock. But there are lots of things that nothing can prepare you for it. How your life and your body and everything in your life changes. And I think people then want to try and save other people as they come into that change in life from that shock by telling them as much as possible. Yeah. But then as a result, it can come. Now, that's just my take on it. I don't know if that's what's going on, but that's my sense of it. But then, as you say, that can lead to just this whole barrage of negative comments. I wanted to ask you, Blonde, have people rubbed your bump?
Yeah. Yes, but not, I don't, as in they've asked me if they could, and I don't mind that. But, you know, like what you're saying there as well about the whole kind of like people coming at you with advice and stuff like that. You know, I have had these conversations with my sister, with my mom, with my best friends, with women who've had babies. I've asked them, oh, can I ask you about like childbirth? And it's not like, you know, people do, you do that. I'm doing my research, but I'm doing it in my own time, not when I'm out and about doing something. And then someone just tells me how awful their experience was, and you're like, oh, that's great, that was kind of the last thing I needed to hear today. But anyway, you know what I mean? And I don't want to come across like, don't say anything to me, because I love talking about the pregnancy, and I love people saying, you know, I can honestly actually count on two hands the amount of people who have given us positive kind of stories, which is really sad. It's mainly negativity that we've been hearing. So the odd person is actually like, oh, it's the best thing in the world, and you're like, oh wow, that's amazing. Not many people have been saying that to us. They've just been saying how we're never going to sleep again and we're never going to get to socialize again and all that. So what I would just say is, you know, if you just think maybe before you're going to say something, and, you know, maybe focus on the positive, because it is quite a daunting thing.
Let me think of a couple of good sentences for people who might be struggling with this. You look amazing. How about that?
That's great. I mean, everyone wants to hear that.
It's going to be the best thing that ever happened to you.
Yeah,
that. Is there anything else? Is there any other lines for people who might be panicking about meeting a pregnant friend later?
Oh, well, I don't know. There's no need to panic. I mean, it's all good. It's just to be kind of wary of what you're talking about. And like, maybe if the conversation is going in the direction of their experience in giving birth, then that's cool, because that's the direction the conversation's going in, you know, and the pregnant person is asking questions, and that's fine. But I just, sometimes it's the unsolicited advice, and then people kind of say, oh, have you done those classes? And did you not do that? Oh, are you not going to do that? And, you know, all those things.
I do,
and then
I
you
remember.
Sort of feel, you feel so unprepared then. You're like, oh my God, what am I doing?
Okay, some great advice, Blonde. And listen, the best of luck with it. You're going to need it.
I don't.
Sorry, I don't mean it. I don't mean it. You're not going to need it. You've got this handled, Blonde. And thank you very much for joining us. That's Blonde Tracy, 2FM presenter.